Okay, today's daf is daf Yudches. A good Zayin Adar to all. Okay, today's a special day of Torah, so we gotta make sure that we learn the daf properly. Okay, Yud Zayin Amabez on the bottom. Not sure exactly where Menachem stopped. It's the middle of the discussion of the Mekoros for Shemona Esrei. How do you know Shemona Esrei is in the order that it is? The Brachos of Shemona Esrei. Let's start with the fifth wide line. Umarau. Marau. The Gemara says we're up to Tekab Shofar. So Ma Ra'u Lomar Kibbutz Golias La'achar Birchas Hashanim. How do we know that Kibbutz Golias, the bracha of Tekab Shofar, comes after Birchas Hashanim, comes after Baruch Aleinu? Dechsev V'yatem Harei Yisrael Yu Bnei Yisrael Anfechem Titenu Uper Yechem Tisu La'ami Yisrael. So you see, it's talking about bracha, talking about blossoming. Your branches should be brought forth, and your fruit should be carried. Ki kerevu lavo, because they have come. They have come close to come, meaning kibbutz golias. Therefore, you see Baruch Aleinu, and then kibbutz golias. V'kivish is kapsu golias nasu din b'rishayim. And once kibbutz golias happens, so then rishayim are taken to din. Shneamar v'ashiva yadi alayach ve'atzrof kabar sigayach. Hashem will bring us back, and then he will cleanse sigayach, those the dirt on us. V'ksiv v'ashiva shoftayach kabarishona, and he will bring up the shoftim like at first. Rav Shechter writes in Ikve Hatzon, in his article about Yerushalayim and Begidrei Medina Umelchamoseha, quoting this Gemara, that first Birchas Hashanim is going to happen. First there's going to be bracha in the land, and then there's going to be Kibbutz Golias. He says, what's the Navi telling? What are the Pesukim telling us? He's telling us the Nevuah. What's going to happen? B'tchila tufsak hashmama sheshara be'eretz mesha koshno tzagola. First, the land is going to become out of its desolate state, and it's going to become blossoming and blooming. And then Jews are going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Pesukim are describing here. And then he says, Kasher Einenu Rose calls them Mishavel Afanenu B'chamishim Shana Achronos. Like we see, over the thousands of years, Eretz Yisrael did not bloom, did not blossom. It's one of the Midrashim. It promises that it's not going to bloom for any other nation. And then 100, 150 years ago, Jews started going back to Eretz Yisrael, and the land started blooming. And now, more and more Jews are going to Eretz Yisrael. So we see the Nevuah coming true. V'altalecha astari azeh hefteiach ha-Navi shleim tachu ol me'alan masam. And this is what the Navi is describing, that this is going to lead ultimately to the Geula. And that's what he quotes then, the previous line that we had five lines ago, which is the source of the concept of Aschalta de Geula, the second wide line that we didn't read, Milchama Nami Aschalta de Geula Hi, where the Gemara yesterday said that Milchama, the war before the ultimate Geula, is also considered part of the Geula. That's part of the stage. So says, if Shechter says, this is part of the issue about how do we view the events over the past 50, 60 years. Aleinu l'kvosh ha'kamas ha'medina she'bishas tovshin ches hihi aschalta de Geula. That's part of the milchama. Then he quotes an interesting story. V'shamati she'beprotz milchamas ha'shichur, during the when the war for independence broke out. Haya b'daitu shel ha'griz salveitchik la'azovas Yerushalayim la'aver l'shvaitz b'bnei sakana. The Brisker Rav was thinking of going to Switzerland because it was dangerous. There was missiles flying around, so he felt that he should leave. Uba etzla agon Rav Herzog v'svakech imosh lo yazov v'sa'aretz she'en lanu l'fachid b'nei milchama. He says, you don't have to leave. Everything's going to be okay. Why? V'tanva amar shekabala yesh b'yadenu sheluyia od churban shlishi ba'aretz. We have a Kabbalah that there won't be a Churban Shlishi, and this is the beginning of the events, the way that he interpreted the Navi. So we have that Kabbalah. So the Grizz answered him, I also have a Kabbalah. Kabbalah ani me'avi, that when there are missiles flying around, you go for cover. So he says, that's my Kabbalah. So Apid Vareinu, he says, Rav Shechter says, what must have been meant by Rav Herzog, that this Gemara, that this Yish B'Yadeinu Kabbalah, but that is never going to be another time that there's going to be another Churban. Boy, the Brisker Rav also knew the Gemara. So he said, maybe there's a general Kabbalah that we're never going to have to leave, but every Prat, every Yachid is in danger. Every Yachid. That's why he felt that maybe he should leave. He had tachas anavim, aval ein zebachal tachas ush leharga kam yachidim b'shas amalchama, u'bachal ratzal levroch. Okay, so there's more there about, again, the views about the Medina u'melchamo seha. Okay, so we continue now with we finished Kibbutz Golias, and now we did Ashivish of Tenu. Now we're up to the five lines from the bottom. V'kivish anas edim and harishayim. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din from the rishayim, kalu haposhim v'kol zedim imahem. Then all different types of rebellious people are going to be taken away. Shneamar v'shever poshim v'chatoim yachtov. the shever, they'll be broken together. The Bachi adds in two words, va'ozve Hashem yikalu. And the ones who leave God will be finished. That's what we daven for every day so hard. We daven in aleinu as well, that all the Rishayim will be taken away. V'kivin shekalu aposhim misromemes keren tzadikim. Once the rebellious ones are removed, then the horn of the tzadikim will be uplifted. V'chsiv v'chol karni Rishayim agadeya. I will cut down the horn of the Rishayim. V'tiromamna karno tzadik. The tzadik's horns will be uplifted. V'kol agiriyat tzadikim atzadikim. And the righteous Gentiles, the Geriat Tzedek, who converted, will be included. Shemar Rebnei Seva talking about Hadarta Pnei Zaken, because the Pasuk talks about Zakenim. V'samechle v'chiyagur etchem ger. And the next Pasuk is v'chiyagur etchem ger. And that's how you know Geriat Tzedek are included in the bracha of Allah Tzedekim. You put in Geriat Tzedek. Yeah.
So this seems to be against
Bruria. Against Bruria, right? What about Bruria in brachas? Right? So do you say Rishaim or Risha? So okay, maybe you could say it doesn't mean literally. It means the Risha will be taken away so that the... again, unless you say that Bruria wasn't talking about this level of merit. Bruria was talking about people who were bothering Rabbi Meir. Like really, Yitabu Chatoim below Chotim. Maybe there's a difference between Chotim and Rishaim and Mordim and Kofrim. Okay, Behechim Mr. Remes Karnam. Where will their cord be uplifted? Last line, B'Yerushalayim. Now we get to the next bracha, B'Yerushalayim Yerucha. Why do we need brachas for Mekoros for every pasuk? Well, Mekoros for every bracha, we'll get to that in a few minutes. But it's amazing. The Gemara feels the need to bring a pasuk as the source for every bracha in Shemona Esrei. You would have thought, you know, just, why do you need a pasuk for everyone? Let the Adrach and Sekadol, let's do it. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Shneemar Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishlayu Ahavayach. Ask for the peace of Yerushalayim, and the ones that love you will have shalva, will have calmness and rest. V'kivish inimnez Yerushalayim, and once Yerushalayim, bin Yerushalayim happens, ba David. Then David HaMelech comes, right? That's the bracha samach David. Shenemar achar yashuvu b'nei Yisrael. Once b'nei Yisrael return to Yerushalayim, uvikshuas Hashem alokehem, and they search out Hashem, they're gone, v'es David HaMelech comes. So you see, there will be shivas b'nei Yisrael to Yerushalayim, and then David HaMelech will come. There's an interesting Rashi on top. Rashi quotes not just returning to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi quotes, Acha Yeshuvu Lebeis HaMikdash, Ubikshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu as David Malcolm. Seems like Rashi is saying that first they're going to have the Beis HaMikdash and then David HaMelech. So the Marsha wonders if this is true, because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Rambam also quotes it, this is going to be an order that's going to occur when Mashiach comes, and first is going to be Melech HaMashiach. First David HaMelech is going to come, and then he's going to help us build a Beis HaMikdash. So is Rashi Dafka, is Rashi Lav Dafka, maybe Yeshuvu to build the Beis HaMikdash, but not actually having built the Beis HaMikdash yet? Either way, it's a Rashi that has to be explained. Is he assuming against those Makaros, or he just has to be read in light of those Makaros? So we have Binyan Yerushalayim, and then we have Malchus Beis David, the Kivan Sheba David, and once that happens, but Tfilah. Once David HaMelech comes, that's Samach David, so then we have David HaMelech symbolizes Tfilah, and that's what we have Shenemar, V'haviyosim ha'harkachi v'simachta b'beis Tfilasi. I will come back to my Beis HaMikdash, which supposes that, the Marsha adds in, supposes that David HaMelech helped build it. So that's how, even though David HaMelech is not in this Pasuk, but the Harkachi v'simachta b'beis Tfilasi, the Pasuk that there is a Beis HaMikdash supposes that David HaMelech was there, and therefore it is Tfilah comes in, and that's Shomea Tfilah, Beis Tfilasi. V'kivet Shabbas Tfilah, let's stop there for a minute. So we have in the order, we have, as we know, we have Avla Malshinim, and then we have Al Tzadikim, then we have Yerushalayim as Samach David. It's interesting, in our Psukim, we have two separate brachos, one for Binyan Yerushalayim, and one for David HaMelech, as Samach David Avdecha. There is, though, a discussion in the Poskim, in Simin Kuf Yud Ches, in the tour. Because according to our, there is a halacha, that you always have to end a bracha in a summary of what the bracha is about. So if you think about every bracha in Shemona Esrei, the last line right before Baruch Ata Hashem is a summary of what the bracha was about. Ki kel melech chanan v'racham ata, Baruch Ata Hashem, chanan amar b'lislawach. Ki goel chazak ata, Baruch Ata Hashem, goel Yisrael. Ki kel melech rofe, Baruch Ata Hashem, rofe chol emo Yisrael. That's the halacha. A bracha always has to end off like the mahus of the bracha. So Nusach Ashkenaz, what is v'lirushalayim es samach David? Right, I'm sorry. V'lushlaim ircha, v'lushlaim ircha. Rachman tasha v'zikum zaka shadi barata. Uvenei osa v'kara b'bina binyan olam v'chisei David meheru l'sacha tachin. We talk about David HaMelech in the last line of v'lushlaim. What do you mean David HaMelech is the next bracha? What's David HaMelech doing at the last line of v'lushlaim ircha? David HaMelech is the next bracha. That's why the Bach asks them this. The Bach says, "What's going on here?" And this is the reason for the Svardic custom. Some Svardic customs, they switch around the psukim. they say, they switch around the last two lines of the bracha. They say, so you have Binyan Yerushalayim at the last line. So that's the custom of Teiman. You look at many the Dakota last week, so one of them, well, the Chazan did it. The Chazan, by the last mincha I was there, so he switched around the orders of the Sukkim. But again, so that's the minhag of Sfaradim, of the Siddur Beis Oved, he quotes. So, but that's because of this problem. But how do you answer our Nusach? How do you answer Nusach Ashkenaz? How is that the last bracha? So the Bach alludes to this, but others suggest it. The Tshuvas Matzis Binyamin says that no, maybe the point is that there is a connection between Malchus Beis David and Binyan Yerushalayim. Yes, there is a separate idea of Malchus Beis David, but you know what? We can't distinguish between Malchus Beis David and Binyan Yerushalayim. Once we believe in one, and once we think of one, those two themes are really one theme. Binyan Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis David really have to go together. And the Habakashal, Kisei David, Ari Kabakashal, Binyan Yerushalayim. And that's how we're allowed to say it's not a violation of a different ending, because that is the ending. There's also Rav Mirsky and Hegyoni Halacha and Chelek Beis also quote, this might explain another Rambam, because there's a halacha in benching. The halacha is you have to mention Malchus Beis David in the third bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. The Gemara says in brachas, Koshla Omar Malchus Beis David Binyan Yerushalayim lo yasi dechavaso. So what do you have to mention Malchus Beis David for? In Boni Brachma Yerushalayim Ami. In Rachim, we have to mention Malchus Beis David. Why is that? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila, because Mipnei Shehu Inyan Habracha She'ein Nechama Gemura Ela B'Chazaras Malchus Beis David. Again, part of the Binyan Yerushalayim is Malchus Beis David. If we don't have Malchus Beis David, then Yerushalayim's Binyan isn't complete. The two have to go together. So that's why in benching, that's Shmona Esrei, that explains our Nusach. Again, there's more. You can look it up. Tagioni Halach has an article about this in the second volume, Yerushalayim Ircha. Okay. So that relates to the two psukim, that not only is it first Boni Yerushalayim and then Asamach David, but maybe they're linked. After that, we have Tefillah. And now we have fourth line, Kivish Shabbos Tefillah Bas Avoda. After Shabbat Tefillah comes, then we have Avoda, the Bracha of Ritzei. Shneamar Olosehem Bezivchem L'Ratzon Al Mizbechi. After it talks about Beis Tefilasi, then it talks about Karbanos. Kivish Shabbos Avoda Bas Toda. And once Avoda we have Ritzei, then we have Toda, then we have Modim. Shneamar Zoveach Toda Yechab Donani. You shall be mechabin me with a Karban Toda. And that comes right after Avoda. Umar Ra'u, Lomar. Interesting, we usually say that look at Shmona Esrei, as the first three brachas are Shevach, the middle ones are Bakasha, the last three are Hodah. Really only the first of the last three are Hodah, right? So, or one of them, Modim, right? So then after that we have Shalom, we have Brachas Kohanim. We call the last three Hodah, but they're not really all Hodah. Umar Ra'u, so after we have Avodah and Todah, Umar Ra'u, Lomar, Brachas Kohanim, Acher Hodah, why do we have Birchas Kohanim after Hodah? Again, Berchas Kohanim is not limited to Yontif. Maker Adin, we mentioned in the past, we should do Berchas Kohanim every day. There's a big mystery in the poskim. The Ramah quotes a number of opinions why in Galus we don't do Berchas Kohanim every day. Really, it's something that should be. It's not a mitzvah hatzliya baaretz. Okay, but that has become the minhag over thousands of years. We mentioned before in the past that the Vilna Gaon tried to reenact it in Vilna, and he was not successful in his bid. Dechsiv, so what's the makar that Berchas Kohanim should become after Hoda'ah? The Pasuk says, by Aaron HaKohen, by Yisa Aaron HaSiyadav El Ha'am, by Yivarachim, Aaron HaKohen, the ultimate Kohen, the first Kohen, gave the Am HaBracha, by Yerid Miyasos HaChatas V'Ha'ola V'Ashlamim, and he went down after doing the Karbanos. They asked the Gemara, what do you mean? In the Psukim, then, the Berchas Kohanim, the Bracha is recorded before Avoda. Ema Kodim Avoda. Says the Gemara, no, look closely at the Pasuk. Lo Salka Daitach, Dechsiv, Vayerin Measos Achatas Fachulu. He went down to give the Bracha after he did the Karbanos. Miksiv Lasos Measos Ksiv. So after he did the Karbanos, that's when he gave the Bracha to Am Yisrael. So if it's true that we have Birchas Kohanim right after Avoda, so why do we have Hoda'a stuck in the middle? We should have Birchas Kohanim right after Avoda. Lo Salka Daitach. No, Dechsiv Zoveach Toda, because of the previous pasuk where it says right after Zevach you have Toda. Thank you very much. My chaz is to smoke a high. Why do we rely on the previous pasuk? Why not in this pasuk that talks about Birchas Kohanim right after Avoda, Mistavra Avoda Voda Chadamilsuhi. No, because Toda is really connected to Avoda. There's a carbon Toda. That's how we express our Hoda to Hashem. So that's why it goes all together. Period. Next, last one. Umaro Lomar Sim Shalom Achar Berchas Kohanim. Why do we say Shim Shalom Achar Berchas Kohanim? Some ask, what do you mean? Where else are you going to say it? It's the last one. So you got to say it somewhere. So it just asks, doesn't really mean why Dafka, but it's saying, is there a substantive connection by saying it where it is? Dechsiv Vasamu Eshemi Abnei Yisrael Vani Avarachem. Because it says, I will place my name on Bnei Yisrael, and I will bless them. Bracha Takarish Baruch Hu Shalom. The bracha of Hashem is Shalom, Shneamar Hashem Yivarech. Esamo Bashalom. Right? The bracha is Shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ritva here says, quotes the Medrash, that says, Kol Chosmei Bracho Shalom. Every ending has to be Shalom. Vizeo Shetiknu, that's why every time we end somewhere, we end with Shalom. Right? We end Shmon Esrei, Shalom. We end benching with Shalom, says the Ritva. Interesting, Mashmah, the Ritva said all of benching. Up to Lavar, he didn't stop at Yechasreinu. Because he says we end benching with Shalom. And we end, he says, even Birchas Kriyashma with Hapore Sukha Shalom. And even though says the Ritva that you only say that on Shabbos, Vahanusach Echad Hu, but he says, even though we don't say that, but he says, really, the Nusach should be one. Vahanusach Echad Hu B'chol U'B'Shabbos. But when they added in Baruch Hashem La'olam Yiru Einenu, so then Shinu Asachasim Aloshomer Asamo Yisrael La'ad. But really, the bracha of Apari Shalom is appropriate for every day, and he quotes that the Ramban said that bracha ending every day. He said Apari Suka Shalom every day, right? It has nafkaminas in terms of if you make a mistake. Usually, we make a mistake the other way. If we say Shomer Asamo Yisrael La'ad by mistake, so is that good enough? If we, instead of saying Apari Sukha Shalom, unless we correct ourselves very, very quickly. But again, the Ritva here says every ending set of a bracha, whether it's Shmona Esrei, Birchas Kriyashma, and at least at night, and Shmona Esrei, we always end with Shalom. That is the Chasima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are other Gemaras that talk about this. When at last week's parsha, we spoke a little bit about a Medrash. When the Torah was being given, the Gemara says that all the nations came around Bilam and said, what's going on? The world is shaking. What's happening? So are they bringing a marble? And Bilam said, there's no marble again. The Hashem said, there's no more marble with water. So maybe there's a marble with fire. The nations say, no, there's no more marble with fire. What's happening? Bilam said, don't worry. Hashem's just giving the Torah to his people. And the nations respond, Hashem Yivarech Asamo Bashalom. Right? That's the same phrase that's quoted in that Gemara that symbolized that even the nations of the world recognize that is the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing now. V'chi me'achar, d'meya ve'esrim zakenim, u'mehem kam neviyim tiknu tefila ala seder. If 120 Anshei Knesset HaGedolah members helped make Shmona Esrei, Shimon HaPakuli, my history. So what did Shimon HaPakuli do? That's how this whole Gemara started. The whole Gemara started that Shimon HaPakuli ordered the Shmona Esrei. So what do you mean? Everybody ordered it. So the Gemara says, Shachachu b'chazav yistim. No, it was forgotten. It was forgotten. Therefore, he came and reminded them of the order. Ask the Ben Yehoyada. They forgot the order of Shmona Esrei. They forgot other things that you do once a year. Shmona Esrei you do three times a day. So says the Ben Yehoyada, no, it means that they forgot the reasons. They forgot the reasons for the order. That's what he was mazgir. Because it can't be that they forgot the order. Lo yitachein, tafilu hamon ha'am, is palam kol shmona esrei, ve'ech yishachachum. So it must be that they forgot the order, and that's what he reminded them. Continuing the Gemara, mikan ve'elach, once we have the shmona esrei that we have, let's say with the added bracha of Shmuel HaKatan, of Alam Al-Shinim, asa l'saper b'shivcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to be mesaper in our own words, the Shevach of Hashem. D'amar Rabbi Lazar, my dechsiv mi yimalod v'ruas Hashem yishmiya kol tilaso. What's the drash on the pasuk? Who will praise the Gvuras Hashem? Who will be mashmiya all of his praise? L'mina elo malel Gvuras Hashem. Who could praise Hashem? L'misha yachola hashmiya kol tilaso. Anybody who could be mashmiya all of his praise, so that's the person that could do it. But in other words, nobody can. Nobody can say all the praises of Hashem, so therefore, we can't do more. Right? We had a Gemara in Brachos, we're going to have it again on Daf Chav Hei, coming up, that Rabbi Chanina was in Shul, and one time there was a chazin that went in front of Rabbi Chanina, and he started saying Shmona Esrei, and he says, Hakel, Agadol, Agibra, Vanor, and he added on 15 more adjectives, and when he was finished, Rabbi Chanina says, you finished? You finished? You got them all now? So the guy, I don't know, I didn't, I'm sorry, but Rabbi Chanina's point was that once, you can't add on what, because once you add on, Kalamosev Goreya, once you start adding, it's going to become worse. There is a Chiddush, yeah? All the piyutim, right, that's what we said, piyutim are, and slichas are an aleph beis, because this is how we complete. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik writes many times in many of his writings that for tefillah itself seems what somewhat illogical. How could finite man come close to the infinite? How could we expect to approach God? How could we even say anything? So Rav Soloveitchik writes, that's why there's one line in Baruch Sha'amar that explains everything. In Baruch Sha'amar, where we start off every day davening, we say, U'bishirei David avdecha nehalelcha. With the words of David HaMelech, we will praise you. In other words, with our own words, we can't come close. We can't start talking to you. But you know what? We have a matir. We have a halakhic mechanism that allows us to start praising you, and that is if we use words of Tanakh. If we use words of Tanakh, if we use words of David HaMelech, and he was a Navi, and he got those words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we're allowed to. So that's why, B'shimei David Avdecha Na'alelcha, we dafka praise you with the words of David, not with our own words. So that is how we're able to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we have that context, we have B'shimei David Avdecha Na'alelcha. But many times we do, or Salvation Christ, again, I'm just in one place, that many times at the end of davening, we do things to reflect that we're not finished. That's why we say Adon Olam at the end of davening, to symbolize, no, we have to start again. We have to start again. It's not like we're finished. We say Adon Olam before we go to sleep at night. Right? We say, or Yigdal, or there are others, but that's why we say it, because really we shouldn't be able to leave. Okay, there is a chiddush of the Meiri here. The Meiri says that maybe it fits into this, though. He says, Mikol Makom Nireh, Shekol hamotze nuschaos miksukanos liksas chachamim bibakashos umarech bahem harezu mishubach. If you find nuschaos of tefillah from earlier generations, and maybe adding in psukim, he means that's okay. Again, we're against this miri. We can't just add in nuschaos unless in shomei tefillah and in the places where you're allowed to. But the miri seems to have a little more flexibility. But again, his idea is that it's based on earlier sources. If you take earlier nuschaos of tefillah, so then it is okay. But again, making up one's own tefillah. Sorry, Elokai Nitzar, right? Elokai Nitzar is from the Amoraim. They ended up their tefillah in that way. So again, once you have that precedent, so then it is okay. But to start to having one's own tefillah, you know, we chas v'shalom, we add in parts, but the structure of tefillah is as was written. Heard a mashal a few weeks ago from Rav Pinkas. Rav Pinkas says that, so why is it so important to use somebody else's tefillah? He says, imagine, he says, you have a ball, you have something. I'm trying to remember the mashal now, and you throw something at a wall, and the ball bangs off the wall, and then nothing happens. Then all of a sudden you have a ball, and then you throw it at the wall, and the wall blows up. He says, wow, what was in that ball? What was in that ball? He says, wow, that ball is, whoever made that ball is powerful. That's not just any ball. That ball has tremendous koach, and you break the wall. Who made that ball? He says, there was dynamite in that ball. The creator of that ball was a dynamite maker. See, he says, when we make our own tefillah, it might have some effect, but when you use something that has a lot more power in it, and the makers made it dynamite, so then it goes much farther. It says, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, they made tefillah, Shacharis Mincha Nayriv, and the Ashkenaz Hakadosh, they made dynamite. It's not just, if we create something, it's a certain level of power. But if we use what they made, what they created, the koach of those words that do so much in Shamayim, he says, that's why we use those words. Those words are magical. Every word of Chaim Valashin writes in Nefesh HaChaim does some amazing things in Shamayim. We have no idea what the words of tefillah do. So there are places for us to add in personal bakashos. But again, the structure itself, we have to work on what they created for us. Okay, let's continue. If somebody praises Hashem too much, he's uprooted from the world, meaning because he's not supposed to do that. I will try to talk to Hashem and praise him. If a person has that attitude, he will be swallowed up. What does it mean that to you, Hashem, silence is the best praise? Right, that's the best thing to do, is not to do anything. Right, the best medicine is silence. Right, sometimes in this regard, it's better not to talk than to talk. If somebody wants to sell you a word, you could pay a seller for it, but silence is greater. That's worth two coins. Because silence, as it says in Perkei Avos, lo masasi guf tov yoser mishtika. Silence is a great midah. Back to the Mishnah that we had yesterday. Kara al peh lo yatsa. So it said that you're not allowed to read the Megillah bal peh by heart. Minalan, what's the source? Amar Rava asya zechira zechira. It's a gzeira shava. Ksiv ha chavayim ma'ilan skarim niskarim. V'ksiv hasam ksov zosi karim basefer. Pasuk says in the Megillah niskarim, and it says in Bishalach ksov zosi karim basefer. Malahalan basefer afkan basefer. Just like the second zikaron has the word sefer with it, so to the first one is also basefer. We mentioned in the past that the Ramban, I think it was, I don't remember which of the Rishonim, that there are Gzeir Shavas between Megillas Esther and the Torah, unlike other Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Usually Gzeir Shavas in the Torah, two places in the Torah, but this is already at least the second time we have a Gzeir Shava between Megillas Esther and the Torah. Megillas Esther is special. Umimai, sorry? Part of Matam, right, but I'm saying, but all the Nevi'im are Matam Yisiyadayim, but Dafka Megillas Esther is... That had the controversy, and that was included. Other Nevi'im didn't have the controversy, and they were for sure included. So the question is, are there Gzeir Shavas brought by the other Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Continues the Gemara, B'mai Dehai Zechira Kriya Hi, Dama'in Ba'alma. How do you know that the word Zechira means the mitzvah of Kriya? Zechira just means remembering. So Gemara says, maybe it just means learning. When you're learning, you have to learn it in a sefer. Lo sal kedai duch, no, there's no havamina. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Zachor, Yacho Belev, remember, I might think remembering is in your hearts, because you omer lo tishkach, harishich alev amur. It already says, lo tishkach, don't forget. So that's, don't forget in your heart. Hamani mekayim zachor, bipeh. What does it mean to remember? Bipeh, to do it with one's mouth, to be mazkir. Zachor doesn't mean just to remember, but to mention. Okay, this is the three lines. Again, it falls out the Sunday of Parsha Zachar, but this is it. This is the makar for Parsha Zachar. That Parsha Zachar, to remember Amalek, and the Ramban al Torah writes that it's not just Zachar, but it's the other Zechiris as well, to mention. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to mention Amalek every year. Again, Tosfos and Brother mentioned a few makaras. It is Parsha Zachar. It's in Yonah D'Yoma, so we could just spend 2 minutes on Parsha Zachar. The Tosfos and Brachas mentions that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's what we're machir for. Tosfos and Brachas on Daf Yud Gimel says that mentioning Zechiras Amalek the fact that it's a mitzvah is not agreed upon. But what we do before Purim, what we're going to do Bezrem this Shabbos, is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Amalek. It doesn't say in the Torah how often you have to remember Amalek. Just as a member of Amalek. So how often is it? So Chazal assumed that it means once a year. Once a year. Why once a year? So Gemara and Brachas tells us that you forget things after a year. After a year, you forget things. That's why there's something called a yard site. Because every once a year, after 12 months, things are forgotten. So once a year, there's a mitzvah to remember the niftar. So that's why the Gemara says you forget things after Yud Beis Chodesh. So that's why Chazal or Misakin, that once a year, we should remember Amalek. And Chazal or Misakin it Dafka the week before Purim, because Haman is from Amalek, and that is the time that it's supposed to be remembered. Tosfos in yesterday's daf also said it, correct, on the top of Amud Beis. The top Tosfos on Amud Beis yesterday also quoted that Parsha Zachar is d'oraisa. The post can point out, and I'll read this to you from Rav Sternbach in the Moed Muzmanim, that means that this week's Maftir is different than any other laning of the year. Not just that this week's coming up Maftir is d'oraisa, and everything else is d'rabanan. Kriyas HaTorah general is a mitzvah d'rabanan. But also, there's a conceptual difference, that this week's Zachar is a Chovas HaYachid. It's a personal obligation upon each of us, which means that usually Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. If I miss it, I don't have to make it up. It's a communal obligation. If I miss a word, it's not like the Baal Kori is saying it for me. We're listening. But this week's Maftir, it says we each of us have the Chiyuv to say Parsha Zachar. And when the Chazan says it, when the Baal Kori says it, it's as if I'm saying it. And therefore, I have to hear every single word. It's a Chovas HaYachid. And that's why we're Machmir, because it's so special and Doraisa and unique. We're Machmir for every pronunciation. And we're Machmir to hear every single word. And we're Machmir for a Gadol to read it, because that is something that is important. We discussed a couple of years ago the Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer is quoted in his Talmud, Shuvin, the Maharam Shik. The Maharam Shik quotes that what happens if you have an Ibriyar? If you have two Adars, so then it's 13 months between Adars. So 13 months, you forget things after 12 months. Second, you have 13 months. The Maharam Shik has the Chumrah that if you have an Ibra year, you have to remember that year before, that summer before, and have in mind Parshas Kiseitse. Have in mind Parshas Kiseitse that you bring Yotze the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. The Chasam Sofer himself in his Shuvas doesn't mention this Chumrah. This is the Chumrah of the Maharam Shik, some are Machmed for, others say that it doesn't mean 12 months literally, it just means, the cycle of the year, it means a year. So, but again, this is the chumrah of some, but many other poskim are meiko. Can you be yotzei Purim morning? That itself is a magen avram, machlokas the magen avram in the Mishnah Brura. We read vayavo amalek Purim morning. So, could you be yotzei parsha zachar with that? So, the magen avram says yes. That's why if somebody misses parsha zachar, you should just go Purim morning. Generally, we try not to rely on that. The Mishnah Brura says that in that parsha, it does not mention our mitzvah to remember amalek. And it doesn't mention our wiping out of Amalek. It just mentions the battle that we battled Amalek. But it doesn't mention what it mentions in Kiseitse. So really, we try to be Yotzei Parsha Zachar in this week's laning by Maftir. Okay, there's more, but Now let us continue. But again, Parsha Zachar came up the week of Parsha Zachar, so got to talk a little bit about it. Okay, fifth wide line. Kara Targum al Yatza. The Mishnah says that if you read the Megillah in Targum, in translation, you're not Yotzei. V'chulu hechidavi. What does that mean if you read it in translation? Ilei medeksiva mikra v'kari le Targum. If it, are we talking about a case that is written in Hebrew and you're just reading it in a translation? Then hainu al peh. That's exactly what the previous line of the Mishnah said. That's like you're reading it by heart. If it's not written what you're reading, it's by heart. That's already puzzle. Lo tzricha deksiva Targum v'kari le Targum. No, it means it's written in another language. And you read it in another language, that's when you're not Yotzei. The next line of the Mishnah, though, says, Aval koronos alo alos balaz. But you're allowed to read to a loazi, somebody speaks another language, in their language. So, Gemara asks, V'hamer karbachal lashon lo yasa. We just said, you can't. You can't read it in any language. Rav v'shmuel darmi travayu balaz yavani. You're right. Most languages are no good, but in Greek, like we had earlier in the Masechta, Greek is unique. Greek is the only language that is acceptable. Heichidami. So what exactly is the case that you're allowed to read it in Greek? Ilema deksiva ashuris v'kara le'yavanis. If it's written in Hebrew and you read it in Greek, again, hainu alpeh. That's considered alpeh. That can't be good. Amar of acha, amar of balazar, sheksuva balaz, balaz yavanis. No, it means it's written in Greek. If it's written in Greek, then you can read it in Greek. According to Rav and Shmuel, Greek is unique. Amar of acha, amar of balazar. So before we continue this discussion of Greek and language, because we're going to quote another statement from this Amora that has nothing to do with us. Then we'll get back in two lines to this discussion. How do we know that Hashem called Yaakov Avinu Kel or El? Shneamar vayikra lo El Elokei Yisrael. The God of Israel called him El. That's how we're translating the pasuk. Because if you think that this pasuk should be translated, that Yaakov Avinu called the Mizbeach El, right, by Yikra lo to the Mizbeach, Hashem called the Mizbeach, Kel Elokei Yisrael, by Yikra lo Yaakov Yibayle. It should be by Yikra lo Yaakov, not by Yikra lo Yaakov, by Yikra lo Kel Elokei Yisrael. Doesn't flow as well. Ela vayikra lo Yaakov El, it means that Hashem called Yaakov El. Umikaro Kel, Elokei Yisrael, Hashem called him Kel. Rashi quotes this drasha al HaTorah, and he says it's not the pshat. The pshat is the havamin of the Gemara. The pshat is that really it means that Yaakov Avinu called the Mizbeach Kel Elokei Yisrael as a reminder of all the goodness that Hashem did for him. It's a beautiful Ramban on that pasuk. The Ramban in that pasuk, Breishis Periklav Gimel Pasuk Chaf, the Ramban says, did I bring it? Yes. Ravan says that this pasuk is the makar for calling children, for calling any name that we have with the name of Hashem in it. Anybody have a child with the name of Hashem? The Ramban says, based on this pasuk, like Yaakov Avinu called him his Be'ah Kel as a remembrance for what Hashem did for him. Ki amina gazeh b'Yisrael kein shikru Hashemus b'shivche Yaakel. Tzuriel, Tzuri Shaddai. Emmanuel, Gavriel, Michael, ki ba'avur gedulas kocham yagidu b'shamayim ki agvur lakelu mikamohu. Because when you, every time you mention it to your child, then you'll think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll realize that Hashem is the one that's given you everything that we have. Again, we paskin that those names don't have, like if you write the word Gavriel, you're allowed to write Aleph. Right? They don't have to write it with Aleph with a smidge, because now that has the status of a new name. Yeah. Right, no names of Malachim in the Gemara. Well, the first ones, right, Tzuri Shaddai, Tzuriel, Tzuri Shaddai, they're in the Torah. Right, they're in the Torah. Right, they're in the Nisiyim. Right, there's no Rav Michal in the Gemara. Right, now we mentioned Avraham and Moshe also. There's no Rav Avraham or Moshe. Okay, I'm still waiting for the article about the names. Okay, let's continue. So now we're back to so what did we just say? Rav and Shmuel just said that Greek, in Greek, to Greeks, that's okay, but not other languages. Meisvei, the Brisa says against this. Kara giftis ivris ilmis midyas yivanis lo yatsa. Right, you have a Brisa that says any language, including yivanis, including Greek, you're not yotzei. So halo dami el laha. So the Brisa said, the Gemara said no. Giftis la giftim, ivris la ivrim, ilmis la ilmim, yivanim yivanim yatsa. No, really it means any language. If it's written in any language and said to those people who understand that language, you're really yotzei. Meaning there's nothing unique about Greek. So Ihachi asked the Gemara, so what Rav and Shmuel mean? Rav and Shmuel, my mukim lala masisim balaz yavanis, luki b'cholaz. So it should be any language. In other words, how are we understanding the Mishnah now? When the Mishnah says any language, you're not Yotzei, that's a language that you don't understand. When it says a language that, balaz is lalaz, laz alazis, that means any language that you understand. So it says the Gemara, you're right. Elamasizik Abraisa. Really, the Mishnah and the Braisa both assume that any language is okay. The Rav Shmuel Abba Alma Itba. But Rav Shmuel have a different chiddush. Rav Shmuel Darmi Shavaya Lazivani Lachol Kasher. Rav and Shmuel say that Greek has the attribute of Hebrew, that even if you don't understand it, you can be Yotze with Greek. Unlike other languages, which you have to understand. But Hebrew is and Greek are the same in that regard, says Rav and Shmuel. I Baktani Yavanis Li Yavanim in Lukuliamalo. Doesn't the Braisa say Greek only to Greeks? Inut Amakur Shprag, no, Rav Shmuel hold like Rashim Begamlio, who we had earlier in the Masechta, that Greek has a special status. That's not the Mishnah said earlier on Daf Ches, Rav Shmuel Begamlio Omer, Av Svarim Loiti Roshiachvil Yavanis. Right, only even Sifrei Torah, they allowed only to write in Greece, Greek. So why didn't Rav Shmuel just say they hold like Rav Shmuel Begamlio? Why they say focus on the content of their statement? No, if they would have said halachas like Rav Shmuel Begamlio, I might have thought that was only in other svarim, but not in the Megillah where it specifically says kichsavam. They might have different rules. Kamash malan. That's why they say what they said, and they didn't just say the halachas like Rav Shmuel Begamlio. Period. So it comes out that according to what the pashas of the Mishnah says, if it's written in any language and you understand that language, it is okay. But again, our minog is to write it in Hebrew, and in that way, anybody, no matter what, even if you don't understand that your yotzei, as the Gemara is about to say in the next line. The Mishnah says, Alois, somebody does not understand Hebrew. Who understands Hebrew yotza is yotzei. Oh, just by the way, I forgot to mention, Rav Sternbach has an amazing line regarding Parsha Zachar. He says we're machmir so much for like every pronunciation and zecher and zecher and everything we're so mocking for. He says, I'll tell you another chumrah. Do you know what the words mean? This is a chiras amalek, so I'll tell you another chumrah. It's probably not a chumrah. It's probably nikar adin. We should sit down on Friday night with the family and go through those three psukim. And what do the words mean? Because the mitzvah is a chiras amalek. You gotta know what you're talking about. So forget how to say it. You gotta know what the words mean. He says that's something that we should be ma'or the olam and make sure that people we know what every word. What is the word? Kolanecha shalom acharecha. We gotta know what all the words mean. So we should take that chumrah on us this week. It'll take about 5 minutes. Says the Gemara, "V'holi yamai ka'amri." So, what do you mean? The Gemara says that Alois could hear it in Ashuris. What? He doesn't understand any of it. It's not going to be Yotzei. So, midi dahavi anashim va'amei ha'aretz. No, it's similar to nashim. In those days, many women were illiterate, so that's why he uses nashim here. Va'amei ha'aretz, and those who are uneducated, just like they don't understand it, and they're still Yotzei. So too, if you hear it in a different language, Maskav la'Ravina. Ravina says, "No, forget nashim va'amei ha'aretz." Atu anan ha'achashtaranim b'nei ramachim miyadinan. Do we know what that phrase means? Nobody knows what that phrase means. Achashtaranim, what are achashtaranim? Ela, mitzvahs kriya, upirsume nisa. Even if you don't know what it means, it's just a mitzvah of kriya, and you're still being mefarsim the nes. Hachanami, mitzvahs kriya, pirsume nisa. So to hear, there's a mitzvah of kriya and pirsume nisa. Some achronim suggest, there seems to be two ideas here. When we do the Megillah, there's one, there's a mitzvah daraita, mitzvah darabanan to be koreyit. Number two, it's a fulfillment of Pirsume Nisa. Rashi says that people don't know what it means. They're going to say, hey, what's going on here? What are we reading the Megillah? So they're going to start talking about the story of the Megillah, and in that way the Nes will be Mefursam. Period. Kari Sirugin Yatzav Achulu. If you read the Megillah, Sirugin. Sirugin means if you take a little breaks in between, but you read straight. Sirugin, you skip around, but you skip straight. You still Yotze. So we're going to have a Gemara, the same Gemara we had in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Lo havi adan rabbanu mai sirugin. The rabbanu did not know what the word sirugin meant. Shamu'al, so it seems like it was in the Mishnah, but the later rabbanu weren't exactly sure of the translation. The Amoraim. Shamu'al amsei debei Rebbe. So they heard the maidservant of Rebbe talking. To kamri lo hulu rabbanan. She saw the rabbanu davi aili piski piski debei Rebbe. She saw them coming into shir. They didn't all come on time. They went in a few, and a few minutes later another few went in, and then another few went in, and she says to them, "And masiyatam nechnasim sirugin sirugin. Why are you going in sirugin?" So they said, "Oh, now we know what sirugin means. It means that you take breaks in the middle." Lo havi yadi rabbanan mai chalug lugos. The rabbanan did not know what that word meant. Shamu ala amsa debi rebbe. So again, they heard the amsa debi rebbe. Da'amr lelahu gavra. She was saying to somebody, "Davikam avadir parchini that was cutting up vegetables." And masiyatam afazer chalug lugeich. How long are you going to scatter your vegetables? They realize chalug lugos was a kind of vegetable. The rabbanah did not know what it means. What does salsala mean? Salsala, and you will be raised up. Shemuel Amsa Debi Rabbi Davis Amro Lahu Gavra. They again overheard the Amsa Debi Rabbi that said to a person, Tavi Mafech Mamazi, that was being misalsel and combing his hair a lot. Amro Leh, and Masay, the Masal Basarech. Why are you being misalsel so much in your hair? Or like what Chazal say by Yosef at Sadek also. They didn't know what it mean. Hashlech Yahavcha, throw onto Hashem your Yahav. What does Yahavcha mean? Amar Rav Chana Zimna Chada Avizilna Bahadi Hutaya. So Rav Chana explains that one time he was going next to a merchant, an Arab merchant, the Kadarina tuna, and he was carrying a heavy load. The Amar Lishko Yahivcha V'Shadi Gamloi, take your burden, your Yahav, and throw it onto my camel. So they realize Yahav means burden. And in that pasuk it means throw onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, throw all your burdens onto Hashem. Lohavi Rabbana, last one. Lohavi Adana Rabbana Mai V'Tiatae B'Matate Hashmeid. They didn't know what this means. Hashem says he will destroy with the B'Matatea. Shemuel Amtid Debi Rabbi Davis Amr L'Chaverta Shekuli Tatia V'Tatia Besa. They saw Amtid Debi Rabbi say to her friend, go sweep the house. So they realize mitatea means a broom. A broom, Hashem will get out the Rishayim with a broom. So again, with the Musar Haskel of this Gemara might mean that you know you could learn from anybody. Ears have to be open in life, and you could even learn from the maidservant on the street, pshat, in what certain words mean. Tan Rabbana, last four words. Karo Sirugin Yatza. If I read it Sirugin Yatza, Sirusin Lo Yatza. If I read it with Sirusin, not Sirugin, what's Sirusin? Sirusin is, Rashi says, Lumafreya, out of order. Out of order. Sirugin, I go straight, but I pause. That's fine. But Sirusin is not allowed. Rebbe Muna, Omar Mishum, Rebbe Yehuda, Af B'Sirugin. Even Sirugin, where you're reading it straight and you're taking breaks, Imshak de Ligmar Eskula Chozel Rosh. If you stopped and you paused and with enough time now that you could have finished the whole thing, then Chozel Rosh, you gotta go back to the beginning. Can't have too much of a hefsek. Amr Yosef, Halacha Rabbi Muna, Shemesh Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha is like Rabbi Muna, that if it's too much time, Chozel Rosh. But ask the Gemara. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef. K'tei Ligmar is Kula, Mehecha Dekoy L'Seifa, Odima Mereisha L'Seifa. How much time in between? Is it from where you're up to till the end? Is that what Ligmar is Kula means? So if you only have three psukim left, that's a very short time allowed to have a hefsek. Or does it mean no? Wherever you're up to, you have the whole entire amount of time to say the Megillah. It means no, that you have the whole amount of time. Because if not, if you just say we don't want to have people figuring out exactly how much time they have based on where they are in the Megillah, so we want an objective shear, so that's why we say it's Meiresh L'Seifa. And again, this comes up halacha l'maisa. I remember one of our members last year, 2 years ago, had to run out 5 minutes into the Megillah. He had a hatzalah call, so he ran out. He came back in, so he wanted to know if he could just continue from where he was up to, or he could. He has to go back to the beginning. So again, we found that there was a lot of hefsekim, other hefsekim in between. So he had to go back to the beginning. But again, meikra din, one might be able to. Again, you can't do the end first and then the beginning. But as we'll see, you can't go out of order. But he might be able, if there was no real hefsek, then he might be able to continue from where he left off. Amar biyaba, amar biyarbiya, bar abba, amarav, halacha grebi muna, ushwal amar, ain halacha grebi muna. Different Misara. Besura Masni Hachi. Misura had this Misara between Rav and Shmuel. Pumbatisa Masni Hachi. In Pumbatisa, they had different people saying it in the name of Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Alach Rabbi Muna, Rav Shmuel Amar Ein Alach Rabbi Muna. But then Rav Bibi Masni Yifcha. Rav Bibi had the opposite between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Ein Alach Rabbi Muna. Rav says Alach is not like Rabbi Muna, meaning it doesn't matter how long you have a hefsek, it's okay. Shmuel Amar Alach Rabbi Muna. Shmuel said, no, the Alach is like Rabbi Muna. So what are we paskin, by the way? There's a riff in Maseches Brachos, where the riff says that you have to be worried about Hefsik de Ligmar Eskula only by Shmona Esrei, and not by Megillah, not by Halel, not by others, because Shmona Esrei has a special status. There's more Hefsik issues by theirs. The riff in Tezayin Amud Aleph, and the Dafi Riff in Brachos says that by Shmona Esrei we're more Machmer, Halacha L'Maisa, by Shehiyah de Ligmar Eskula. Amar of Yosef, Nakot Rav Bibi biyodcha. Hold like Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi's version of the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. What did Rav Bibi say? That Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Muna, and Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Muna. Why? The Shmuel hu dechayish lechida. Shmuel is always worried for dasi chidim. Shmuel is always being machmir for deus that not everybody else holds up. And that's why the misora of Rav Bibi is correct, because there that's Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Muna. He's worried about that. Where do you see that Shmuel is holding like a das yachid? Who? Where do you see he's being machmir? It's not as the Mishnah says in Yevamos. Okay, let's get into it. Gonna get have a starting rather day after Lag BaOmer. Yevamos starts. Ditznan. So we get Yevamos. To remember the unique quality of this whole year. To realize the mesechtas and how much we have to say on every daf. Moed is something very special. Every mesechta is special. But Moed is something unique. It really talks to us on a daily basis. So again, we have to realize, be excited about every day of learning, but really realize the privilege that we have this year. Rav Hashem, we'll do it next year as well. Tisans, the Mishnah says in Yevamos. Talk about Yevamos for three lines. Shemeres Yavam Shekidish Echav Esachosa. The halacha is that we know that if Rechman al-Hassan, a woman dies without having, the husband dies without having children, and the woman that doesn't have children, so she has to do Yivim or Chalitza, a parsha in Parshas Kisetze, to the oldest brother. That's what Chazal say. She should try to do it to the oldest brother, L'chachila. If not, she could do it to one of the other brothers. If there is only one brother, and to the Shomeres Yavam, then that really, that is a strong connection between the two. It's even a quasi-marriage. It's even a quasi-automatic marriage from the Torah. It's called a Zika. It's called the connection between them. Let's say, though, there are four brothers. Four brothers. There's not one brother. So then the connection between each of them is somewhat weaker to this Shomeres Yavam, this woman waiting to do Yibam. It's somewhat weaker. So the question is, the case that the Gemara is quoting now is that let's say one of the, or four brothers, and one of the other brothers, not the older one that's going to do the Yibam, one of the older brothers goes and is Mekadesh, the sister of the Shomeres Yavam. The sister of the Shomeres Yavam. She's Mekadesh. So is he allowed to marry... He allowed to go continue the marriage. He did kiddushin to the sister of the Shomeres Yavam. So is he allowed to continue and marry her? So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we tell him to wait. Why? We'll see in a second. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omru, Omrim bo hamtein ad sheyase achicha hagado maisa. Wait until your older brother finishes and does Yivam. Why? Because this sheet of Yehuda ben Beseira holds that even if there are four brothers, there's a strong connection to this woman, to the Shomeres Yavam. So when one of these brothers goes and tries to marry the sister, it's as if he's trying to marry his sister's wife, his wife's sister. Because he has a connection to this Shomeres Yavam, his brother's wife, his brother died, so he has a connection to one woman, and he's trying to marry the sister of this woman. So that's not supposed to be done. Really, explains Rashi, we hold that there's a strong connection if there's only one brother. Because there's one brother and one wife, so there's a strong connection. The Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira is that even if there are four brothers, there's a strong connection, there's a strong zika to each of them to the Shomeres Yavam, and therefore if any of them try to marry the sister of the Shomeres Yavam, we say, wait until the Shomeres Yavam is taken care of, and then your connection will be broken and you'll be able to marry her. So that is a das yachid, because again, as I just explained, we say that only a strong connection between one brother, not if there are four brothers. Omar Shmuel halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but Shmuel is machmer like that shita, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and that's an example where Shmuel is choshesh for a das yachid, just like here he was choshesh for Rabbi Muna. Okay, period. Tana Rabbana. Hishmid bas sofer osios opsukin. Let's say the sofer left out letters in the Megillah. You're reading the Megillah, and all of a sudden you realize that there's a word missing or letters missing. The Karan HaKare Kimeturgaman HaMetargim, and the Baal Kare doesn't miss a beat. The Baal Kare just notices something's missing and he just keeps going. He reads it like the Meturgaman, meaning the Meturgaman, the one who used to translate the Torah, wasn't reading it from a klaf, right? He read it out Baal Peh. So if the Baal Kare just does that, Yatsa, it is okay, you are still Yotze. Still Yotze. Meisvei. Let's say some of the letters are rubbed out or they're ripped. Only if you can see the letters are kosher, and if not, puzzle. So it sounds like if you're missing letters, it's a problem. No, kula and miksasa. That means if the whole Megillah is rubbed out, or the poskim say majority of the Megillah is rubbed out, so then it's a problem. But miksasa is okay. And the Rishonim explained, the Rashba explains it here, and the other Rishonim, and that is Megillah has different rules than other Sifri HaKodesh. Because the Megillah is called an Igeres, it's called a letter, there's more flexibility. And that's why, even if a quarter of the Megillah is Pasul, up until half, even if up until half the Megillah is Pasul, b'di'evad, you could read that Megillah. You can read that Megillah with a bracha. Why? Because that's still a kosher Igeres, there's more flexibility. As long as, the Rashba says, as long as you're not missing anything from the beginning or the end, even if you're missing the first letter, Vayehi, or the last letter, Rov Echav, right, so that's a problem. You can't be missing anything from the beginning to the end. And the Meiri here adds in, and this is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Meiri says you can't be missing an Inyan Shalem. He can't be missing a whole story. Like the whole story, Bixen and Zeresh. It's only three psukim. But he can't be missing a whole story, so as long as you're not missing a whole story, and you're not missing the beginning and the end, then it's kosher to use that Megillah. Again, we try to have a fully kosher Megillah. But with the Eved, if you don't have that, then it is okay. That's because the Megillah is called an Igeris. Okay, there's more, but let's try to get down, and we'll come back to this discussion if we have time. Tana Rabbana, let's continue. If somebody left out a pasuk by mistake, he shouldn't say, you know what, let me finish, and then I'll go back and read that pasuk at the end. No. You have to go in order. Can't read it backwards. Can't read it out of order. If you walk into shul late, you see the tzibur already started. They read half of it. Oh, I'll get the second half first, and I'll go back. It's like davening. I'll make up the davening. I'll go now, and I'll make up karbanos later. No, it doesn't work like that. No, you got to go straight. Therefore, if you missed the beginning, tough. You got to start from the beginning. The Mishnah says if you fell asleep and you start falling asleep, not a deep sleep, but your misnamnim in the middle of the Megillah, yotze, your yotze. Hechidami misnamnim. What does that mean? What's a little falling asleep? Amar Rav Ashi, nimrono nim, tir velo tir. You like kind of losing it. Your eyes are getting heavy. And a karele va'ani. If somebody talks to you, you'll be able to answer. Velo yada laduri svara. You wouldn't be able to give a good answer, right? You wouldn't be able to really give a svara. But you know, you're not totally out. And you'll remember even that somebody spoke to you. So again, if you're mamish out during the Megillah, you're not yotzei. But if you're like, you know, it's tiring and it's, you know, you're losing it a little bit, then it's okay. Again, we should try not to. We should try to focus. You know, it is a mitzvah d'rabbana. We should focus and try to follow the story and not fall asleep. But again, if one does, as long as one was basically there, it's okay.
But he says this is only valid for the bar korer. Whoever is paying attention has actually have to
pay. Right, if you're right, you might say if you're not reading it yourselves, then you might, because then there's a chash that you're really out.
Right.
Really out. You gotta know. The bishop said, if you're writing and you're editing the Megillah, if you have proper kavanah, you're yotzei. So hey, chidami, what's the case we're talking about? What's the kind of case that you're writing a Megillah and you're yotzei as you're saying it? Is it that what you say a pasuk and then you write it? So that doesn't work because when you say it, it's not there yet. So that's alpeh. So it can't be that you say the pasuk and then you write it down. Oh, so maybe it means that you first write the pasuk and then you read it. So mi yatsa, does that work? We're going to see later on the halacha is you have to say the whole Megillah. Even according to the one who says you could start from Ish Yehudi, which is later from Mordechai, the whole Megillah has to be there in front of you. You can't say it. You can't read the Megillah right after you write it, the pasuk. So what's the case in the Mishnah that says that if you read it as you're writing a Megillah, you're yotzei? So Ella the Mancha Megillah Kamei Vikari Le Mina Psuka Psuka Vakasavla. No. It means you have an old Megillah that's all written and you're writing a new Megillah. As you write you're copying from the old Megillah to the new Megillah. You read it in the old Megillah, so you're Yotzi with that one, and then you write it down to the new Megillah. And that's what we do, as the Gemara is about to discuss, whenever we write a Sefer Torah. We always write a Sefer Torah copying from an old one. You don't write it just a Sefer Torah based on your own writing. You always, a Sofer always copies from an old Sefer Torah. That's also a beautiful Hashkafa point about Mesorah. There's never a Sefer Torah that's written without connecting to the previous Sefer Torah. Lame and not from a Chumash. It's got to be from a Sefer Torah. Lame and Messiah, the Rabbi Rachana. The Rabbi Rachana, maybe this is a proof to Rabbi Rachana. The case in our Mishnah, which we just explained, is that you're copying the Megillah from one to the other. Isn't this a right to Rabbi Rachana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, who says this halacha? Asr lichta Amr Rabbi Yochanan, asr lichta vos achas shalom in exab. You're not allowed to write one letter, not looking in from an old Sefer. The Gemara says, no, it's no raya. Dumma disramile yisru muye. Maybe our Mishnah is not saying it's asr, it's just saying that's what happened. If that's what happened, then it's kosher, but not that you have to do that. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asulich Tavos Achas Shalom Nexav. The Rabbi Yochanan says you can't write a letter, even one letter, not looking in from another sefer. Meisvei, Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Meisav Rabbi Meir Shalach Labar Hashana Baasya. One time Rabbi Meir went to the Ma'abar the Shana, Lo Hayisha Megillah. Interesting, Ma'abar the Shana. So what is he? He's probably an Adar. It's an Adar. But Ma'abar the Shana. That's why he's talking about Megillah. And there was no Megillah there. The Kasva Milibo Vekar, and he wrote one from memory. How could you write one from memory? Says the Gemara, no, Amar Rav Avoh, Shani Rav Meir. Rav Meir's different. To Mekayim Bey, because about him, it said, Va'afa Pecha Yashiru Negdecha. Literally, your eyelids make things straight in front of you. And Amalei Rabbi Barchama, Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti, Mai Avavecha Yeshur Negdecha. What does that pasuk refer to? Amalo Elu Divrei Torah. Avavecha is alluding to Torah. The Chsiv Ba'u Hata'if Einecha Bo Ve'Einenu. If you close your eyes from it, then you're going to lose it. Meaning, if you stop learning even for a minute, then there's a hesach hadas. We start forgetting our Torah. V'afilu hachi, and even though v'afapecha, that's referring to Torah. And miyusharin heines Rabbi Meir. The end of the pasuk means yaishira negdecha. It's straight for Rabbi Meir. So therefore, it says the Gemara, you're right. It's usually halacha for everybody else, but Rabbi Meir was different because he knew kol Torah kula backwards and forwards. Rav Chisda achkad Rabbi Hananel. Now, because of Svarim Shlomo Nechzav, Rav Chisda found Rav Hananel that he was writing Svarim not from a previous one. Amar Le, he says to him, Ruuya kol Torah kula because of Apicha. You know all of Torah by heart, but you know what? El kacham rachamim. Chazal say you can't do that. Azalutavos achas Shlomo Nechzav. So says the Gemara, mitakam kol Torah kula ruuya shi because of Apicha. If the Amora said to him, you know all of Torah, Michaldim Yusharan Hain Aslo. It must be that he knows it all cold. Vaharbi Meir Kasav. So you see that even the greatest Gadol in the world has to write it from a previously written Torah. So how could Rameir have written the Torah Shalom in Aksav? Answers the Gemara, Shasat Chak Shaini. Okay, what could he do? It was Shasat Chak, and therefore Rameir didn't have a choice. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with Sirtu tomorrow. We'll start by Abaya. Stop with Abaya, and Meshem will continue. To tomorrow again. There's more. This whole week is about Purim. Today's shir.
Sponsoring for your knowledge on Dani's bar mitzvah.
Sponsoring for Dani's bar mitzvah. Wonderful. Mazel tov. Okay. Shimon sponsor for Dani's bar mitzvah.